Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all of that crap we love to talk about on the old bravs. I'm Ronnie, and with me as usual is the gorgeous and talented Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going over there for you, baby?
Oh, just scintillating, excited to talk some Below Deck Med today. Of course, a reminder to everyone. First of all, thanks to everyone who showed up to take a seat last night. It's always so fun. So again, that's Mondays on Spotify Live.
Yeah, sorry to everybody that I hung up on. Okay, that was an accident. I was like, tonight I'm going to be slick with my button pushing, and it's going to be fast, and it's going to be like, oh, they finished talking. Click. Thank you, so-and-so. Next on NPR, we have NBR. We have so-and-so. And my fat thumbs just get tired of sitting there waiting, and then it just like falls onto the phone and then click, you're gone. So sorry, super everybody. Happy. But super fun times last night.
Yeah, the best part was that someone so lovely came on and was like, I don't really have anything to say. I just want to say I have this long drive. And I just, I'm so grateful for you guys, for the content you put out. And I just hope you realize all the happiness
Click.
And the joy. Yeah. And Ronnie just hung up on her. She was just being so nice. She was like, I'm only here to just be nice to you right now. And I was like, hang up.
Click. But I get it. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. So sorry.
Listen, you don't have to explain it to me. Okay. As I'm literally talking over you right now, because you and I, we like dead air, like with the moment we hear dead air, we just start talking, and then it becomes then the anticipation of dead air. So a lot of times when I think you're done with your sentence, but you're only at a comma, but I think it's a period, I just start talking. And sometimes that just happens for us, unfortunately.
What are you gonna do? It's just life. But anyway, sorry about that. But super fun times. And guess what? That's every Monday night. And it's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. We also have bonus episodes, video recaps, and that's all on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Okay. Oh, and Winter is Crappening. That's our Game of Thrones podcast. We're doing House of the Dragon, obvi, because it's on. So that's been super fun. And you guys are subscribing. So thank you.
And by the way, thanks to everyone, at the on the Southern Charm podcast, I basically earnestly and there was unabashedly, it was just like, can you guys follow us on social media? And you know what? A whole bunch of you guys did follow us on Instagram and Twitter. So thank you so much for doing that. You really didn't have to, but it was really kind that you did.
Well, what a lovely positive start to this show.
Yeah.
Now let's rip Below Deck Med a new asshole. Come
Ronnie,
on.
Ronnie, to the bridge. Okay, Ronnie, we got to talk about that pantry, Ronnie. By the way, before we even get into that, I did feel a little bad for this crew because it's now the thing. The equivalent of the vacation on a Real Housewives show is that the one episode where they have like a day off and they go to
the beach
club. What
do you
mean
now a thing? It's been every season of Below Deck that's ever happened.
No, it's been for the past like 5 years. But like it wasn't always like that originally. But now they always get, it is silly that I'm saying now. You're right. But
you're like, guys, a new trend. The day
new
off.
New trend on Below Deck. They have charters. This poor group, this had to have been one of the most rundown, sad-looking beach clubs they've ever gone to on this entire franchise. I mean, it was basically someone set up some chaise lounges in front of like some communist-era apartment buildings. I mean, I don't even think Malta was a communist country, but I was like, this is sad. This is a very, very sad beach club.
I thought it was cool because they had like hot tubs in the rocks. Is that what you didn't like? You're not a very rustic kind of a person.
Hello. I'd like, that was the one good part, but those rocks were also like slippery, as you saw with Dave. I don't know. I felt like the whole thing just looked kind of dirty and janky. I feel like they were really coasting on their like embedded hot tub features.
Well, it's the season of that. Cause I mean, this boat is, it's like, look, it's a hybrid and it's shit. It's like the worst. Yeah. Also, yeah, I just, the beach club, I don't have huge opinions about. My main gripe about it is that it was outside. I wouldn't go. I'd be like, this needs to be indoors.
Yeah, I just like put like one palm tree out or something.
I don't know. Outside's disgusting. I don't think people should do that. So let's see. Where do we start? I'm at the end of my notes. So that's not a good place to start. I'm going to go.
I'll tell you. tash to the bridge. Come to the bridge, okay? Hey. So basically, they've just dropped off the group. And
no music. It's very, very dramatic.
Yeah. And Natasha, like, goes up to the bridge and sits down and faces Sandy. And she has this big smile on her face, like, did you want a blue walrus shot? It's curacao. And it's curacao and pickle juice and whiskey.
Would you like to meet Stephen then? And she's like, hey, because she sees that little girl smile, you know, like,
sorry, I didn't hit your doorstep with the paper, Mom.
It's like, all right. So she's like, hey there, little girl, you here to sell some cookies? And she gives her that little smile. She's like, now listen, I don't want to crush your spirit. You're awesome at service. Here's the problem, Hannah. Okay, here's the other problem. It's filthy downstairs. So, you know, when guests are winding down, you have two people on service. Is that really necessary? She's like, we do. We need two people on service. You do not need two fucking people on service to sit there and watch drunk girls roll around the floor in their bikinis making fart jokes. No, you don't. Yeah.
That, like, literally in the previews from last week, when Natasha goes up to Kyle and says, I want to have some food. And he's like, you're literally trying me right now. He was sitting on a chaise lounge. And previous to that, he was trying to FaceTime with Frank. So you don't need that second person.
Well, since you have two people, can't one clean? Because I don't want to walk into a shit show. And Tasha's like, we don't physically have enough hours in the day to do it. Okay, you know what? Go up the chain to God. Okay, just keep going through managers until you get to God. We all have the same amount of hours in a day. Clean the fucking boat, man.
We've seen this show enough times to know that, like, you can do the pantry. Like, this has actually never been an issue on any Below Deck before. So, you know, we've seen enough footage of you guys lying around in bed or gossiping. You clean the pantry. So Sandy goes, okay, well, so last night, I mean, if they were up till 5, within that moment, it's not like you're with them 24/7. It's about time management. And before you go down, the floors have to be cleaned. And I don't want you to think that I don't think you're doing a good job. Your drinks, although they mystify me and are stranger at colors I've never seen before, they're incredible. Your costumes, I don't even know where you find those costumes. I mean, your ideas, they're great. It's just that everything else is extremely, extremely dirty.
Yeah, she's like, you're great with a stuffed taco. Otherwise, you need to work on it. And so she's all upset, but she gives that sad victim smile. And she's like, it's my job to take criticisms like this, so I'm going to do my best to fix it. Clean the fucking pantry. Pick up a spray bottle of something. There's no need to cry about it. Are you kidding? You got time to giggle. You got time to wiggle. A mop. Okay.
Everything about you is fantastic, except the products you use. Specifically, you're not using fantastic on those floors. So come on, get to it. So so she goes down and Dave's like, are you good? She's like,
what was that, Dave? Mm-mm.
Nothing.
I'm not good, Dave. I'm not good. He's like, actually, I adore you. Yeah, we know, Dave. Okay, back off. He's like, remember, you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, it's just that we're more than cleaners, Dave. We're more than clean.
You're really not. Pick up a mop. Listen, get out, mop with Steven. I don't care. Just put some cleaning product on the dildo and just roll him across the floor. It would be better than what's going on.
Yeah, whatever it takes. And Dave goes, I can't do this without you. You need to know that.
Did you say something, Dave?
No, I said nothing.
All right. Well, by the way, great work with that potato you frosted last night.
Sorry I interrupted you, love of my life. Well, I've given you all the love I can bear at the moment, so I'm going to die.
What?
Some glaze. I'm going to die some glaze right now.
Are you tired, Dave? Dave, are you tired? That's not glaze you're holding. It's a shellfish.
So what are you talking about?
It's a scallop. You're squeezing a scallop onto your potato.
Maybe I do need some rest.
It's how I love. So the boat is, you know, moving. It's driving. And they do this shot of Sandy that's so funny. They're like, you know what, Sandy? I don't think we've really got a nice shot of you smiling this season. Could you give us one? So she's like steering the boat and just smiling off to the side. Like, yeah, it's like she was doing an 80s sitcom opening. Like, it's Captain Sandy. Smile. Hey, guess what kind of wind I am? Smile wind.
I'll show the love boat who's the love boat. Okay, except we're more like the filth boat. But, you know, we're going to turn that around. Not the boat, but the filth.
Trying to steal Hannah's new job on the love boat.
Because the love wind. Anyway. So.
Isaac, get up here. Isaac, you're so good with drinks. But God, that floor is filthy.
What, by the way. They're now showing extended commercials for the Love Boat on CBS. And there's like a part of me that would have watched it, but I just don't think I'll be able to get past the Jerry O'Connell of it all. Like, we know this is what it's going to be. All right. We got a bunch of guys on the boat and a bunch of girls. And it's hilarious because when guys are on a boat, they're like, let's relax. When girls are on a boat, they're like, let's go shopping. Am I right? And Rebecca Romijn's just going to nod, be like,
yeah. She's like, oh, Jerry. God, isn't he funny, you guys? I live with him every day. I know. I've watched a little bit of the new Star Trek Trek.
Is he in it?
And no, she is though. Oh. Rebecca Romijn's in it.
Oh.
And at least she was in the first one. That's really all I've watched. Weird. It's very positive. Everyone's like, oh my God, the new Star Trek, it's so positive. And I was like, gross. It is very positive. So I turned it off. Anyway, she's on it. And every time I see her, it's hard to separate the I'm like, ooh, Jerry O'Connell. Does he spit in your face when he talks?
I've heard like actually nothing but like the warmest things. I hear he's just like such an amazing person, but he's been doing the whole shtick of like, this is what men really think for like 25 years. Like it was like, I mean, longer. I don't know. I feel like it's been since the 90s when he did like, when he and Alan Thicke had that weird alternate version of The View. And it was like, all right, this is the other side. Okay. This is what guys like to do. Watching football. Am I right?
Like, guys want to grill a chicken while we talk? God, guys are different.
I'm a guy, but I love watching Bravo. God, I love being a guy who watches. That's the thing about guys. I'm like, we get it. We get it.
We're trying to watch a fuck show here, okay? I don't need your dad jokes. Get
off. We need to watch hot people fucking each other and then fucking each other over on a boat for no good reason. Okay?
Yeah. Go. Go where you're needed, sir. So, yeah, he was the weirdest replacement for Wendy Williams, too. They were like, Wendy's not feeling well, so we're going to have a replacement. And I'm like, ooh, what bitch are they going to get? Because you know it's going to be someone super bitchy, you know, because that's the whole point. It's the Wendy Williams show. And I'm like, Jerry O'Connell, hey, Jerry, what's your hot tea? He's like, guess who I love today? Everybody. Okay, that's hot tea. Like, what is this show, 5 seconds?
What was the name of the show they actually had on Bravo that was after Andy Cohen that he was on? Remember? It was
him. Where it was like, guys. It was like, guys. What guys think of Bravo?
And remember they had like, there was like that Ultimate Fighter guy. There was like a UFC guy on there who like, they were trying to convince us that this guy watched Bravo. And they're like, who is the hottest Bravo housewife? He goes, Vicky Gunvalson. And then like, I was like, why is this guy on here? And then I looked him up on Instagram and he didn't follow a single Bravo star. I was like, this is the biggest imposter ever. Oh, God.
I know. No one cares what straight people think of fucking Bravo, okay? We don't care. Get them off of my TV.
Well, straight men specifically. We like straight women.
Oh, yeah, straight men. Yeah, straight men. So, let's see. So, no offense, straight men. If there's any, because this is below deck.
Really funny now we're
like,
it.
It's like the only thing that straight men listen to is this episode. And we're like, you know, straight men.
I know. Actually, I'm down for what straight men have to say about Bravo if they're really funny about it. I'll reframe it that way.
But I mean, yeah, straight or gay, anybody saying the hottest housewife is Vicky Gunvalson, you got another thing coming to you, son.
I just remember he had some crazy, crazy hot take that I feel like was about Vicky Gunvalson. I was like, oh, you don't watch Bravo. You watched 6 episodes that they gave. You watched the sizzle reel that the producers gave you so you could catch up and banter. That's what you did.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so back to this straight person, this straight male show. The captain smiling creepily while she steers. Okay, so then we go down to Natalia in laundry, and I don't know what happens, but she's like, Cindy Roy! It's like, yes, I love the anger in the laundry. Yeah. I love just the constant shittiness coming from Natalia.
Yeah, she's kind of like serving up shoebox greeting cards from the laundry room this episode. She's like, Everything is kind of like the second when you open up a shoebox greeting card and it's like the punchline. That's just the stuff that she's saying. Like, well, you look old too.
Like, right. It's not.
She's like the second.
It's not the soft opening on the front that leads to the punchline. It's just the serves you right.
And you're fat too.
It's like whoa. Yeah, this doesn't work without the front of the card.
You know, there's like an intern somewhere. They're like, okay, we need three more shoebox greetings. He's like, well, I got a good setup. Like, you remind me of a waffle maker, but I don't know how to bring it home. Hold on one second. Hey, Talia, the setup is you remind me of a waffle maker because your face is full of crisscrosses. Got it. Thank you.
So, I love that Maxine ends up just resorting to your face is crisscrossed.
That's like the worst card ever. It's just like a straight up insult that has nothing to do with your birth.
And you got big feet.
You're a single-use appliance.
So, yeah, she's doing that. And then the boat is about to dock. Dun, dun, dun. Will they crash? So, a lot of stern is clear. Oh, God, B3. Jason, are we at B3? And Jason's just giving twirl fingers. I'm not He's really like, sure. I'm like, are you telling them to do a cartwheel? Like, what are you doing?
He looks like he's doing like a lasso trick without the lasso, you know? And so, and then like, I'm like, okay, once again, another fake out. But honestly, this season, the fake outs, we really don't know because they get damn close to one of those dolphins. Like Z has to throw out a fender and it actually, the dolphin like bounces off the fender, which to me counts as contact. So I'm going to say that's our third hit of a dolphin. Okay. Oh, and my phone agrees clearly.
I feel like all of this tight spaces that they're having to park in, it's because it's a hybrid boat. And I feel like all of the docks are like, oh God, get him to go in B3. Get him to go in B3 fucking hybrid. Because that's what it's like at the grocery store ever since fucking hybrid cars started coming out. Yeah, and I drive a hybrid car, okay? But ever since the Prius became like popular a long time, I don't know, it's a long time ago, okay, young people? You're like, when Priuses were invented before photography. No, they weren't. Okay. So anyway, when those started to come out and they started making all of the parking spaces really tiny, so only those cars could park. I mean, that's what this boat is like. They're punishing the Prius owners.
Yeah, I feel that way. But luckily, they get into their parking spot all right eventually. And then that leads to Storm. I mean, Z doing his usual, well, Storm is really becoming a good bosun. I believe in him. I'm like, I feel like the next episode, we're just going to see Z on like a bicycle with like a baseball card in the spokes being like childhood. Yeah. He sort of has that like that young innocence about him where he believes in things like bosun's name, Storm.
Yeah, he's one of those friends that's so supportive. He's just glad that you got home alive, you know? He's because this was not a good parking. I mean, they were about to hit the freaking donut dolphin, whatever, the dolphin donut. And they're like, put the fender in. They're like throwing the fender in to stop it from hitting the boat. And then they barely missed it. And he's like, wow, he should be the next president.
I know. So Sandy's like, you did a good job, okay, because that wind was blowing that bow over, okay? So, hey, now go wash this entire boat by hand. Okay, good luck. Have a great night.
So then Tasha is getting a text from her boyfriend. What is she doing? I need to see the text that she's sending because I feel like they're doing this guy a disservice by only showing his texts. Because yeah. You notice they never show what's leading up to this. Because his text now is desperate. It's like, I don't know what to do. I'm dying a slow death and I can't talk to you. What is dying a slow death over? What is she telling you on these texts?
Well, we did later on we got to see one of the texts that she sends and we got like a little insight, but I don't think it's for a little bit.
There's a pounding at my door. I think I'm about to be murdered. ... Hello? Will you write me back? Please write me back. I'm desperate. I'm desperate to know.
She just has cliffhangers.
Yeah. I feel like she's saying that she's like in severe danger. And this poor guy's like, but where are you? Turn on your find my friends.
So, hey, it's time for a tip meeting. Hey, okay, now that we're all gathered here, let me just say, from the interior to the deck, when it comes to service, have we had one complaint? Not one. That's unusual. But at the same time, we got to maintain our vessel. I mean, this is 20,000
$5 tip, okay? By the way, didn't the very first charter, there wasn't that one guy complaining so much about everything? He's like, Reagan, I just don't like her. I don't like that look she gives me. Like, I just get a bad vibe off of her. Wasn't he? He complained about literally everything and all the food.
Yeah, it's called gay erasure.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
They're just pretending none of that ever happened. They're like, ah, just forget that guy. Well, you're doing such an amazing job not cleaning things that the owners have decided to give you, wait for it, a new car. Just kidding, a day off, some shitty club where they also don't clean very much. So you should feel right at home.
They're sending you to the former location of Pontiac Automobiles of Malta, which has now been converted to a beach club of some sort. So I hope you all enjoy it. And by the way, Z, I personally want to wish you a happy birthday. And I'm sure all the people that you've supported so happily this season will come to support you for your birthday tonight. Okay.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Tasha and Kyle are like giggling in the kitchen. They're like, oh my God, you're Steven the dildo. Ha. And Talia passes through like, oh, just die. And your cankles too. Like, we need the front of the car to understand that.
And did you see that Dave had made yet another cake with a purple mirror glaze just sitting on the counter? I think that like it was like Z's birthday cake. They just didn't like show it on the show. But like there was a new cake with a new mirror glaze.
Yep. So then Tosh is in bed with Kyle giggling, like rolling all over the bed, like, and she's like, oh, he says, you know, I'm really pissing myself about that charter. I gave my minimal to the guests. I gave about 2% to those guests. And she's like, babe, don't be mean to yourself.
We're all fucking human beings at the end of the day. And just sometimes you need half an hour.
And this is why things don't get done, giggling in the cabins. Talia just passes by all pissed
off. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, that's why things don't get done. So Natasha's like, the pantry might look like shit, but at least I'm good at my job. I'm like, well, actually, I think the first part of your sentence nullifies the second part of your sentence.
Yeah, there's flies all over the spots in the pantry, but at least I'm good at my job. So, what is with this show? You know, look, if I went on any Below Deck, really, any place, any version of Below Deck, I would be terrified because it seems that somebody's family member is always going through something horrible. Like, there's at least one person on the boat who's just going through it. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's so sad. But it seems like that's the curse of being on Below Deck, you know? It's like, it's going to be one of you. Take a number.
Well, either a family member is going through something terrible or you have a child somewhere that needs to FaceTime with you so that way you can cry and be like, I'm doing this all for my child in Florida. You know, it's one or the other.
It's usually both. And I really, you know, I'm really sad that there's not a deadbeat dad on this boat. Like, where are you? I need you. It feels empty without you.
Yeah. So, Courtney gets a text from her mom because basically something that we learned about last season is that her dad has Alzheimer's. So that's continuing on. And so we just see her getting a text from her mom, just checking in, and she's like, I'm good. They're like, we're good. And like, I couldn't remember what was going on with her dad. I just remember that there was something bad going on with her dad. So we knew that like, okay, this could be an episode where we're going to touch on this.
Yeah, it's so sad. So then Storm, and also I feel bad because I'm like, Courtney's a shithead. Has anybody noticed Courtney's really a jerk? And now I feel bad. Sorry. I take it back. So Storm is saying, it's like Storm's big moment. He's loving his work monologues this season. And this one is, with the past few charters, I've made mistakes. There was hitting a dolphin, not using the radio right, being late on a beach party, but I need Sandy to see I'm committed to my job. If I have to stay in the water all day, I'm going to clean in the water. So he jumps down in the tender and cleans the side of the boat.
Yeah, he's cleaning the hole, essentially. So then meanwhile, Kyle and Natasha are cleaning the pantry. Finally, they're finally getting to it. And Kyle's like, Captain wants to see the whole thing. You'll fucking see what we can do for you, babe. I'm like, well, that's great, but that's probably what you should. Like, don't act like you're doing her any favors. This is your job.
Oh, yeah, you want to see it? Fine. You're going to see it. I was like, are you threatening to clean now?
I know. And then the next shot was then they're like more cleaning more. And then he goes, you know what? No, really. I'm over this. I'm like, well, so which one is it? You're going to see how clean it is. I'm over it.
I know. Cut to, I'm exhausted. I've really got to go to bed. So Jason Z, Storm. So they're going to have a little deck meeting. And that's when Kyle's like, this rubs my tits. It rubs my tits. So then Tasha's like, well, I don't want to be on someone's hit list, but I kind of am. And the only way to catch up with this is not to go out tonight. Don't worry about me. I don't need food or substance or any kind of social fun. I only need to be in the pantry. It's like, oh, for Christ's sake. Is there room in this hallway enough for a cross to crawl up on?
Oh, it seems like they pulled out a violin from the costume closet there.
I'll just stay in and eat this leftover birthday cake.
I thought you said it was a potato.
Did you say something, Dave?
No.
Why does this birthday cake have sour cream and chives all over it?
Damn it.
Says a little fishy to me.
It's the scallop, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
So people are getting ready to go out. Natalia's showering, and Kyle's like, well, have fun tonight, babe. I'm going to stay home and clean the pantry, hon. And she's like, Kyle, stop being stupid. It's crew night air.
I know. See, I'm actually dead ass serious. I'm dead ass. So.
And she calls it. She calls it pretty on the nose, which I have to give her credit. She calls most of this on the nose. She's like, it's Z's birthday. They've been selfish and trying to look like martyrs. They could have figured this out in 5 minutes if they just stopped giggling. And Natalia's like,
in the 5 hours that they had, not 5 minutes, but the whole afternoon that they apparently didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, true. And Natasha's like, but it's not my fault.
Well, that's absolute rubbish. Sorry, and that's a pun, because there's literally rubbish all over the pantry right now.
She on creek. And she's like, but it's not my fault. Obviously, something really annoyed Captain Sandy about the pantry today. Can't imagine what it would be.
And she's like, ridiculous. Fuck off. I'm not staying. Sorry. They had 4 hours this afternoon. 4 or 5, I don't remember.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't feel bad because guess what? Pantry isn't fucking mine. Whinge. So then Jason is like, Jason's like, I'll help out with the pantry because that way I don't have to talk to people. And then Courtney's like, honestly, fuck off, Jason. She's like so mad at him.
Well, we don't have to do it. We can do it in the morning. And you know what? She should be grateful because we're doing the... Oh, no, this is Tasha. She's like, she should be grateful. We're doing the crew a favor. If she wants to be mad about that, I just can't win.
So basically, Natasha's staying in, Kyle's staying in, and Storm is staying in because he's still cleaning the hall. So now they're just basically 4 people. Oh, and Jason's staying in. So it's just 4 of them. Going out for Z's birthday dinner, which is kind of sad. Just Dave, Z, Courtney, and Natalia. So they go out to this museum where they're apparently having dinner. And then we see Kyle cleaning floors. And he's like, my mom made me do this every summer holiday. This like feels so normal. I'm like, well, if it feels so normal, why weren't you doing it last night while the girls were drinking, huh?
And Tasha's like, sorry, Z. He's like, well, it looks like we're at least getting somewhere. And Z's like, wow. At dinner, so he's like, wow, it seems so quiet. And he's got this like sad little birthday balloon. It's like not really floating. It's just kind of hanging there, you know.
And then Kyle's like, it's so sad. I spent more time on my knees scrubbing floors than sucking dick. Dead ass serious.
Doubt that. So then
we'll have to ask Frank about that.
Cheers. So now they're going out anyway. So it's all fine, you know. They still get to go out, and they'll get a medal for doing this during such an emotional time for Z. So, back at the restaurant, Talia's like, is anyone single? And Dave's like, yeah, every time I try, it just doesn't work. And Courtney's like, well, you and Tasha just friends? I'm new to all this. I don't really gossip about it with Talia all the time and call Tasha slut behind her back. So, go ahead and talk about it openly.
Yeah, I came in halfway through, so you guys are just friends, right? You didn't do anything crazy like send her obsessive text messages or have an emotional breakdown right in front of Captain Sandy over her, right? Nothing like that, right?
And he's like, yeah, she's back with a boyfriend. I tried a few different techniques with her. I tried the whole not being helpful, you know, like, why the fuck should I help? That didn't work. I tried dyeing glazes and pink hearts colors, and that didn't work. I tried putting sour cream and chives on a cake.
It's a cake that I thought was a potato. I'm still not quite convinced it's not a potato.
That wasn't really love, though. That was just confusion, apparently.
Have you ever put a mirror glaze on a potato skin? It's strange, but it works. So Talia's like, well, there's right and there's wrong. And to mess with someone's feelings while they have a partner back home, that's just, like, wrong, okay?
So Courtney's like, yeah, Dave, I've been in your situation before, you know, being a... Actually, no, I haven't. You're really on your own for this one. I was trying to empathize for a moment.
Being a terrifying alcoholic with the rage issues. Yeah, that sucks. It's when I took up twerking. So Talia's like, you have to realize you're worth something. That's not cool. And he's like, no, exactly. Exactly, that's right. And it's like, well, I'm at the point now where I'm not going to be caring. Like, you said about your boyfriend when you've got another boyfriend on board. How many boyfriends do you need? I don't care. Hold on. Open the back of the card. And your eyes are kind of crossed too.
So now the martyrs have, they've finished organizing the pantry.
And yeah, they roll in the three crucifixes and place them on the hill. And Dave's eyes, when he sees Natasha, I mean, Jesus, are like reflections of little firecrackers going off. He's like, wow, it's her. It's her, the woman who can change a potato back into a cake.
And Kyle goes, welcome to Greek paradise. So then, Jason goes, he's like, this isn't a restaurant, is it? And they're like, no, it's a museum. He's like, back in commodities, we went to restaurants that were restaurants.
And he's like, nice party. And Courtney's like, it's a museum. It's hard not to be, you know, it's hard to rave in here or whatever. And Storm's like, hey, you know what? Hey, let's do hooey fingers. What does that mean? Let's do hooey fingers. That's what I wrote.
I don't know what that was, but but I know that. On. I don't know. We're moving on. But Talia's like,
did you say something, Rana?
But then Talia's like,
hey, Ben, let's do hooey fingers.
Hooey. You know, someone's going to be like, actually, hooey fingers is like a fairly common ritual in Malta. So
it's not really a misspelling or a typo. It's a real saying. How dare you?
So then Talia says to Storm, you should have been here from the moment it started. Also, wait for it. Happy birthday. So Storm is like, Storm is like, he's not upset by it. And Talia's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And Jason's like, hey, can someone give me their wine glass? Because, like, I want some wine. And someone hands him one. He's like, you know, I have herpes, do you?
Yeah, and they're like, oh.
Courtney's like, gross, I hate this guy. So she gets up and basically takes everyone from the table to go vape.
Yeah, and so then Jason's like, I can't say shit around you guys. Like, everyone gets offended. And Natasha's like,
I'm not going to take offense. Do you feel like you're on eggshells? You've been amazing for us on the interior. Here, let me get you a celebratory shot. It's called The panic-stricken leprechaun. It's creme de menthe with whole milk and also
Drano, champagne. Drano, just so you never know if you're going to make it through.
And Jason's like, well, you're like one of the only few people that I haven't like had to apologize to. And she's like,
well, you know, those who put the cleanliness of the boat above everything else and their own happiness in life need to stick together, don't we?
So Jason's like, you know what? I just like view the deck crew as nothing more than coworkers. Like, it kind of reminds me of back when I was working at a desk. Did you know I used to work at a desk? I used to. And I would avoid every corporate event, and yet I still had better friendships with them than I do with these motherfuckers. I guess part of it is because I was one of several straight white men who we would just do what we wanted, and now people actually challenge me, and it's like, fuck them, right? So anyway, commodities.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, that's the thing. There's like no team. They're all selfish motherfuckers. Jeez. Sorry your herpes comment didn't go very well. My God.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe like workshops more of those jokes.
So yeah. Maybe workshop the charm a little bit. And don't spit.
That too.
Maybe stop spitting. So then everybody's at the club now and they're doing shots. And Kyle and Tasha are like, oh my God, we had shittiest dive bag. Let's do some shots.
Let's pretend Frank is here and run through the streets and say, I love you. So now Natalia is telling Dave that she's completely on his side. And Dave's like, it's all right. We're friends now. And we ironed it out. She goes, single forever. And then we just see Jason just bored. Just like, you know, when I was in the corporate world, we never went to Malta. Now look where I am. Malta.
And Z is twerking and getting all lit for his birthday. And this blonde lady is like flirting with him. And he's giving her eyes across the club. And he tells us, for me, pickup lines don't work. So I try to make the eyes. The producer's like, make them. And he's like, no, are you going to do it? I'm making them right now. Oh, those are the same eyes. Okay, try again.
Do you maybe want to go back to talking about doing dishes as a child?
Talk about how well Storm parked the boat today. That's it. That's it. I got a boner.
So now Z winds up dancing with this blonde girl. Her name is Mariana, and she's like, I'm very talkative when I drink. The monster comes out. And he's like, I want the monster. You got the monster. A talking monster.
And he goes, you're stunning. And she goes, you're adorable. Another shot? It's like, oh, God. Ouch. It's
like, Z, when you hear adorable, that means it's time to back away slowly.
So yeah, stunning to adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to keep looking, you know? So Tasha's like, well, we're leaving and it's up to you if you want to stay. See, just like it was up to me to stay at home during your birthday to make sure the boat was clean.
Yeah, and so she goes back, but then like Courtney and Dave are just like watching because they're like, I think part of it is that they're entertained, but also they are kind of making sure Z is gonna get back, all right. And Mariana's like, oh, everyone left already. You should go. Really, really. And he's like, but it's my birthday. I can do what I want to do. And honestly, the number one thing I want to do is you, and number two, dishes, I'll be honest.
So the first van gets home and Jason's all mad. He's like, I'm mad. And Natasha's like, is Jason all right? And Kyle says, well, he doesn't want to be here. Right, babe?
He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here for this vibe. So then Storm says that he's not going to talk to Jason on his day off because he just doesn't want to ruin Jason's one day off. And then we go back to Mariana, and now Mariana and Courtney and Dave and Z are all sitting together, and Mariana's asking Courtney and Dave if they're dating, and they're like, no, 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 no. And Mariana's like, I'm a very outgoing person, you know, because I'm married, not dead. How much clearer do I have to put this, okay? I'm just a woman who got mad at her husband watching Wheel of Maltese Fortune, and I came out here to get some flirts on. I'm going back home.
And Z just sighs with that kind of smile on his face, but the like, oh shit, smile. And so he's like, oh God, what's going on? So Dave's like, all right then, so I guess we're gonna go. And Courtney goes, bye Mariana forever.
And then Courtney and Z have some like little jokey stuff where she's like, I'm your number one Z. He's like, oh, isn't forever. So then back on the boat, Jason's just like automatically in bed because he doesn't want to talk to anyone. And Storm has declared that he wants to give a present to Natalia. So he like goes to his room, he rummages around, and he basically is like, I got a watch for Natalia. And Kyle's like, are you joking? Are you absolutely joking? And Natasha's like, Storm! Stop it, Storm!
When did you have time to do that? Where? We haven't left the boat in 3 weeks.
We were just out right now.
We haven't. We've been on this boat for 3 weeks.
Listen, I don't want to have sex with you, so that doesn't work with me, all right? I got it in a Walmart. Malta.
What if I said that we just finally docked in Anchorage, Alaska?
Nope, doesn't work on me. Try Dave.
Dave walks in a big snow coat.
Parka. I'm ready. He got his skis on his elbow.
So Kyle gasps at the watch. He shows them the watch, and Kyle's like, oh! And he goes, whoa! This is actually something he invested time and money, but personally, I wouldn't purchase someone a personal item until I get to know him. But not my monkey, not my circus honey. I said, not my monkey, not my circus.
Can you believe how ridiculous Storm is being buying a watch for this girl that he barely knows? I mean, he's known her for like half a millisecond. How ridiculous is he to be so head over heels? Hold on 1 second, I'm getting a phone call. Frank!
So Storm's like, I'm gonna give her a gift. So he goes to her room, and then it's commercial. It's like, is he going to give her the gift? And then when we come back, he does. And she's like, oh, my God, what is that gift? What am I supposed to do with that? What am I pregnant already? What do I have 5 children? What is there a minivan waiting outside for me? Keep your eyes up here and off me, babes. What are you, a stalker? What are you going to boil a bunny? Get the fuck out of here, loser.
And then Kyle from like across the hallway is like, you're honestly an ungrateful hoe. Like, there were so many questions you should have said, and like, you could have just said thank you, you trashy bitch.
And she's like, well, it freaked me out, so I told him to go away. And Kyle says, well, when you don't love a person who does you that way, you're going to hate every moment of your life when you're an old lady, babe. And that's what happened to me, you know, because I can't believe Frank even talks to me because I'm Quasimodo. And she goes, I can't believe you just admitted that yourself.
I love, by the way, this is the worst advice. Like, listen, if someone loves you and gives you a gift, you should love them back, because later on no one's gonna love you like that. Like, that is the worst advice ever. You should be happy. Like, you love who you want to love, not because someone has chosen that they want to love on you.
Yeah, that's like, terrible.
Kyle, no, what happened to you? Who did this damage?
It's not a great week for love on Bravo, because there's also some terrible stuff on Real Girlfriends in Paris, where she's like, well, I mean, I don't really love him, but I mean, I guess that's love, because like, he's the only one who likes me, so I guess I'll just stay with him. It's like, no, that's not the point, okay? But anyway, this ends with Kyle going, you fucking slime bitch! And he leaves.
<I know. laughs> And this is like, right after, like, it's so funny, because he like, sees Z, and he's like, oh, Z, don't you look like a piece of cake? And then like a second later to Natalia, you fucking slime bitch.
So Talia tells us, with Storm, I think it's getting intense too soon. Honestly, I don't think relationships last, because my parents lasted till I was 6. And then my mom said, she's left my dad because he's got a problem snoring. And my brother said, what are you, an idiot? They're divorced. He's not coming back. So to me, it's just a short thing.
Yeah. So yeah, whenever I hear someone snoring, I automatically think people are getting divorced.
That's a horrible thing to laugh at, but it's also so on trend with this season of the show.
I know.
Where all of their traumas are so bizarre. Like, she left my date because he snored.
Well, I just love how Natalia's, all her stories are basically her not picking up on some cues that are happening. It's like, well, we went to Valentine's Day, and then I'm sitting there, and in the middle of Valentine's Day, he got up and left and got back with his ex-girlfriend. And I'm like, I'm sure there was some part of it that was like, listen, I think we should end this. And she was like, well, let's do Valentine's Day anyway. And he's like, sure, but I'm waiting for this call from my ex I'm going back to. But the story is like, we were just sitting there and he went back to his ex out of nowhere.
I'll never look at fraud calamari the same.
And then he was snoring.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Court's passing out and he carries her to bed and she's just stumbling truckingly down the hall. And then Natasha runs out to Carl, who's like laying on a couch outside giggling, and she's like, I gotta show you this text, you're gonna die. It's from Frank. I texted him. I said, Frank, should I carry your and Carl's children? And he replied, in all capital letters, yes to having our babies.
So then they like leave a video for him, and Natasha's like, can't wait to see you and have your babies. And Carl's like, you don't even put a filter on there. Fuck your slime face. Fuck bunny.
I feel like we all have that, gay guys, all have that girlfriend who's like, oh my God, I'll have your babies. If, like, if you're not married at this age and I'm not married at this age, I'm going to have your babies. You guys need to stop that, because yeah. At some point we become old and we just say, okay, and then you're fucked. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you really want a little Ronnie crawling around your house? No. But the next person who tells me that is getting some Ronbanese sperm. Okay. turkey basted up there. And I'm going to have a little baby Ronnie running around this world, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Yeah. I had a friend who once did that, who was like, you know, at this certain age, like, would you like donate sperm? I was like, no, I'm not going to do that, because then, like, I have to be part of that baby's life in, like, a formative way. And she was like, no, you don't have to be. I was like, I'm not going to allow you to have a baby. And when the baby's like, where's my dad? It's like, oh, your dad has actually been, but he doesn't want to have anything to do with you. I'm like, I'm not doing that to a child, okay? I am not doing that.
You kind of become the villain later. You know,
yeah.
Like, I was trying to do somebody a favor. And they're like, oh, really? Is that what I am? A favor?
That's what it becomes. How did
you find my address?
Yeah, no, sorry, kid. Like, sorry for the damage, but this is on your mom right now, okay?
Yeah, I just kind of wish that I was straight, because I think I would have kids all over the world. I would be one of those guys who's just like, I was out, I was having fun, big deal. And then I had all these kids all over, and it would kind of like force me into some kind of parenting, you know?
Or
like
a yacht job.
I never should have quit that dinner cruise in New York. I never should have quit.
Man, if I were straight, I would have had a kid somewhere in Florida, maybe around Fort Lauderdale. And then I would have been
Tampa's calling to me. Tampa is calling to me. So, in the morning, Storm is talking to Z there in bed, and Storm's like, I gave Talia a watch last night. And he's like, what? I bought a watch for my sister, and I decided to give it to Natalia. Oh, how romantic, Storm.
Yeah. There's so many layers to that. It's like, so you either bought a romantic gift for your sister, or a sisterly gift for your romance, your object of your romance. Something's not working right.
Yeah, so he's laughing, and then he tells us, you know, Nat is beautiful and wonderful in every aspect, and she's crazy, and I like it. She's just been someone who's grounded me, but it's just how I am, dude. It's how I am, grounded, except intensely grounded. I'm not just grounded. I'm, like, in the ground, only my head's sticking up from the ground. I'm like, don't step on my head. I'm like, don't step on my head. It's only because I'm more grounded than everybody here.
I'm like the first time I took a Ford Taurus out for a little spin at 6 years old and wound up in a ditch. I was totally in the ground, grounded.
So then Z brings mimosas to the girls in bed. I think it's Z.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember
it that. It is Z notes. Who does that. No, Z did that. I wrote that down too for some reason. And basically everyone's getting ready for the day off. They're getting dressed and everything. They hop into the vans. Kyle's chugging from a bottle of wine. There's just like the usual banter and happiness and enthusiasm. And they arrive at the beach club. And I thought what was so funny is as they walk into the beach club, Kyle goes, I love the smell of the ocean. I was like, is this the first time you smelled it all season?
You work on a boat.
I was like, I'm not taking away from the sentiment, but like it feels weird to observe it now.
Is the ocean different here than it is like a block over there?
Does it smell different at the Pontiac of Malta? I don't get it.
And he's wearing like a Claire's Boutique weird beach lady's hat and some big old like weird sunglasses. I mean, this kid. So, but in the van, I just have to point out, Natalia's like, so do I shut the door or do I not shut the door? He's like, I can shut the door. It's like, I'm capable. Thank you, Storm. And then she's like,
happy anniversary.
She's like, what are you doing after this? Because after this, I'm going to go to Mexico. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend 10 days in Mexico. And he goes, oh, well, I'll come to Mexico. I'll give you the best trip of your life. I was thinking of asking you. And she's like, God, suffocation. My God, someone put a dry cleaning bag over my head because I feel suffocated. All right?
Yeah. It is actually, I have to say, I think that is a little suffocating, but she did say, what are you doing after this? Which sort of sounded like it was an invitation. So maybe it's less suffocating, but like, I do not like it when if I declare that I'm going to be doing something and someone does say something like, oh, I'll do that with you. I'm like, oh, I was not opening that up for group trip. You'll know if I'm saying, do you want to come with me?
Yeah, that wasn't an email offer, okay? I just announced I'm doing it. So then Courtney's like, oh, they're talking about how they haven't had any complaints yet. Woohoo, guys. We haven't had complaints. And Kyle's like, yeah, I can't believe we didn't after the last trip. I was given 2% the entire time. And they all laugh. And that's very true. I'm glad he can at least see it.
Yeah, I appreciate his self-awareness in this moment. So, so then there's like a lot of like, you know, they're at their beach club. They're like, the guys are swimming. Dave is like sliding on rocks. For the person who is like the most all about like skiing and surfing or whatever, he seems to be the least adept at walking on rocks. And so this is where we see Natasha texting her boyfriend. And this time I assumed it was her boyfriend texting this, but it was her. This first text was from her and says,
you have me sitting at home as your dog minder whilst you're out.
And he goes, this is all too much. So I was trying to figure out what that was all. She's saying basically like, stop guilting me because I'm looking after your dog.
I guess. Or maybe they're talking about their relationship before, because I thought he was saying that to her. So I don't know.
No, it was her saying that to him. Because I thought the reverse too. And then I saw that little caption said, Natasha, not Natasha's boyfriend.
Oh, maybe he's like, I can't understand why you broke up with me. And she's like, I was taking minding your dog. Who knows?
And you know, it's just like it's a ficus. Like, I could have sworn that it was a ficus.
It's a dog. I have to walk it every day.
He's like, please, I'm desperate right now. So they order drinks and Dave goes into the ocean finally, once he saves himself from falling on his ass 5 times and does the butterfly. Who does that? It was amazing. It's like, yes, Dave. Yes, work out, Dave. And God. So Kyle's like, oh, I mean, send Dave to Malta to do the Olympics. I love it. I'm staying here.
And then Natasha's talking about how she still was really upset about Captain Sandy last night. She's like,
that like hurt my heart.
That's what I wrote too. It hurt my 5 A's.
Same. I wrote multiple A's. I was like, it's like, Ben, when you recap this, remember to say the heart really long.
That's my heart.
And she says, between that and my boyfriend's horrible messages and minding his dog months ago, I'm in a bad headspace. And Jason's just, he's sitting at the table next to the loungers, but he's just not really paying attention to them and he's eating. And Storm's like, Jay, you okay? Are you eating? Oi, Jay. And he's like, what? I was trying to figure out what you were doing, mate. I'm eating.
Jason has like, for some reason, there's like several little boxes and bags and thing like containers that are blocking their full view. So instead of saying I'm eating, like instead of confirming it, he slowly removes each item to have this very long protracted reveal of like a plate of food. Reveal. It's like, great. thanks for that moment of suspense, Jason.
And then Z goes, where did you get that from? He goes, I ordered it.
So you do when you work in commodities, you order food.
It's like a restaurant bar, guys. Okay. They're like, where'd you get it? He brought it in his backpack, Z. Okay. That's where he got it from. I ordered it from the waiter. So then Jason's like, guys, you got to break it down like in math terms. There's 8 yachties. 2 have a toxic relationship. 4 of them hate my guts. And that translates into 6, I guess.
1 day that fucking sucks. Oh, I'm sorry that you had to spend a day on a beach in the Mediterranean. That does suck. I get it. So then Z's like, come join us. He goes, I'm good, buddy. And then Natalia goes, sorry. Congratulations on your graduation.
I have never seen a salad cause this much drama. I mean, they're really upset. The salad caused a lot, okay? It officially drew the lines, and the lines are drawn with romaine.
Yeah.
In the sands. People are pissed. So then Dave comes out of the water and slips on the same spot, which says so much as he looks adoringly at Natasha. Just keep on falling on that same spot, stupid.
It's true. It really is slippery here out in Alaska. So much ice.
You're right, Dave. You're slipping on that volcano.
I'm pretty sure this is a sheet of ice in Alaska.
It's not. We went to a volcano instead.
So then we go to Natalia talking to Z. And she's like, listen, I respect you. And I've got to talk to you about Storm because I'm freaking out. I mean, listen, that he gave me a gift, a watch, right? And tick, 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 tock, tick, tock. That's all I hear, all right? It's like, is it my biological clock or is it the Casio from Malta? All right. And then in the car, he's like, I'm going to Mexico with you for 2 weeks. I mean, it's too intense, right?
She's like, you know, sometimes I think that something can go somewhere, but then I think it's like weird. And then like, he's so emotional after he's like known me for like 2 days. I'm not like Kyle, okay?
Mm-hmm. So then Tasha and Dave and Kyle are in the hot tub. And Kyle's like, do you feel like Tolia, my energy shifted? Because she feels guilty. She feels pantry guilt about not staying with us last night. Bye.
I don't think she feels guilty. I think she's annoyed that she's doing all the work while you guys are sitting around. But it's nice of him to like adjust the worldview that like that she feels bad that she didn't participate in the stuff that
she did. 45 minutes cleaning a pantry. I mean, they're making it sound like they spent a week on this pantry, right?
I know. So then Dave's like, but look at your cupboards though. Look how nice and neat the pantry turned out. They're like, shut up, Dave. Go back to the butterfly.
He's like, Nev, she's guilty. And then they cut to Natalia feeling guilty and she's like twerking for Storm and Z.
Yeah.
Look how guilty she is. So then Kyle's like, Nat is a ticking time bomb. She's always on fuse. She doesn't face her emotions. Like, well, you're the cause of them.
you're the one who loses your shit constantly. Like, when does she lose her shit? She hasn't lost her shit. She stayed calm. You're the one losing your shit.
She has she lets out her emotions steadily through through a stream of angry quips from the laundry room.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
Get back to work, you stupid loafer.
So now it's just Tosh and Dave, and she's like, I'm just still upset about the comments Sunday made, because I've got a lot of respect for Sunday. I love working for her. And he's like, I think you're fucking incredible.
And now you're saying I'm inedible?
No, incredible.
Dave, I could never recover.
Dave seems like himself. More like the person I met on the last boat. As much as I didn't like that person where he was when we were going through this drama, he does know how to make me feel better.
Did you say something?
No, Dave, it was the volcano rumbling. Get back to work.
I mean, I get what she's saying. She wants to be the drama queen who's being comforted. You know, like, it's hard when you're the drama queen being comforted and then the guy becomes a drama queen too, and you're like, wait. I'm not into this role reversal. Okay. Let's stick to our roles. Okay. Let's not go off the script here, buddy.
It's almost like she wants these romances on certain terms. And yet like when the guys waver from the terms, she freaks out and doesn't say like, whoa, I thought this is what we agreed upon. She's just like,
it's freaking out.
And then just, like, stops talking to them. Like, she then freaks out.
I'm starting to think it's just kind of modern romance in that we're so used to not having to interact if we don't want to. You know, listen, like, I don't interact with that many people. I mean, I talk to you every day on the phone, and I talk to other people on the phone and, like, text or tweet or whatever. So when I actually have to interact with real people, it's harder. And I think that she's just into text relationships. I think there just needs to be like I'm bitextual and that's it. All I want to do is text. I don't, when it's real, get out of my car. You know, like don't be in my car. You can come on to the Apple CarPlay, like when Siri is reading your text to me, but that's really all I want.
Except that she's in a text relationship now that she's messing up. I would probably
say... That's what I'm saying, but she's like loving it. You know what I mean?
She probably just has massive self-esteem issues. And so like, you know, she is like gravitates towards these guys, but then when they show her too much interest, she probably freaks out about it. She probably feels like, why would these guys like me so much? And so then that causes her to freak out. Like, I feel like that's a pretty classic, standard, you know, self-esteemy thing to do. So I'm gonna go with that.
Okay, I'm gonna stick with bisexual.
She could be okay, both.
So then Dahlia's cuddling with Storm, and he's like, he goes, I'm getting your name tattooed on me. She goes, whoa, too much.
Okay, I have to say, Storm, at some point, he has to listen to what she's saying, okay? Like, how, like, it's really not that hard. She's, like, been traumatized by relationships, okay? She doesn't want too much investment. So saying you're going to get her name tattooed is too much. And then he goes, no, it's all right. I'm getting Z's name too, so don't think you're special. That's not going to make it. You're both doing too much and too little at the same time. How are you doing that? Like, you're doing too much, and then you're also undermining the too much that you're doing. Just step away from gestures. Don't do gestures.
And then he's like, well, I was worried about the watch. And she's like, well, I like the watch. It's just the meaning behind the watch. He's like, well, I gave Z a watch too. Get over it.
I was confused about the inscription on the watch on the back when it said, "To thank you for being such a great passenger on all my cars when I drove you to school." I didn't understand that.
She's like, oh, I'm just worried. It's my life and I don't want to settle. And he's like, no one's asking you to settle. All right, fine then. I'll back off. And then...
I can't stand this too. I can't stand, like, why does... Like, when she says... Like, he's not asking her to settle, yes. But, like, when she's saying this, why does he not just say, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to send that vibe? Why has it then become a, like, I'm mad at you because you accused me of, like, this? It's like, just be, like, chill and say, oh, my goodness, no, that's not what I meant. I just was giving you a gift. Instead of being like, oh, I didn't ask you to settle. Okay, I'm going to back off. Like, it just becomes this, like, passive-aggressive battle.
Yeah, so then he goes over to Kyle and Natasha, and he's like, wow, all I wanted to do was give her some love, Kyle. And Kyle goes, babe, I would die for a watch, all right? I would die for a man like you, swear to God.
Oh, and by the way, did you see what Kyle said about Frank on Watch What Happens Live last week?
I sure did, but you tell.
Basically the long and the short of it is that someone asked if, like, what happened with Kyle and Frank, and Kyle was like, well, it just didn't work out because I couldn't deal with the ego. He basically said that Frank had a huge ego, and then this was, like, posted, I think this was on Watch What Happened Live's official Instagram account that they posted it, and I think that Frank wrote under it in, like, something like, nothing but love for Kyle. So it didn't work out, and Kyle accused Frank of an ego, so I'm intrigued to know what the real truth is there.
I don't care. Are you really intrigued?
No, what happened I'm just saying, I just need, I need to finish my sentence.
I almost just went on, then I thought, wait a minute, please say you're not intrigued.
Well, I'm slightly intrigued. Kyle falls in love with a guy who's on vacation, they're both selling the fantasy to each other. This guy is like, got like a gorgeous body and everything, and like, yeah, you know that, like, when you get back to New York, Frank is not really going to be available for you. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be, like, at therapy or G or wherever those places are, and just be, like, living the life of someone who's hot, like, while he still can be hot. That's just the way it goes, unfortunately.
I don't care. So then...
doing a lot of analysis this episode, I got to say.
Yeah, that's just a relationship. I don't care. I just feel like it's one of those that's like, oh my God, I love you. I love you too. Within the first 5 minutes. And then someone like opens their Diet Coke and just like kind of squeezes the can while they're drinking it. And you're like, ew, they squeezed their Diet Coke cans. We need to break up.
Yes.
That's what I feel that relationship was. So they all get changed for dinner, and they're changing right on the beach and stuff. And then Storm goes off down the beach by himself.
emo.
Kind of looks at the ocean, and Talia's like, "Hey, Gold, where's Storm? Why is he crying? Oh my God, most dramatic thing ever. He might as well start singing to the sky."
I have to say, this is, you know, sometimes I get like flashbacks of that awful relationship between Rob and Jess. I think it was the season that Hannah got fired, that just terrible codependent relationship. And they were just so terrible. And like, that really has become to me like the example of a narcissistic codependent relationship. And every time this relationship seems like it's teetering in that direction, I do have to say, I'm so grateful for Natalia having enough emotional damage that she's like, oh, come on, it's ridiculous. Stupid. I don't do dope.
She said he might as well start singing to the sky. So she's like, what are you doing, Storm? And he's like, I'm just having a moment here. She's like, okay, it's too big of a moment. All right. And he's like, I'm just being myself. And so she hugs him. And Kyle's like, oh my God, they make me sick. Fuck me. I would die for a watch.
Jason's like, you just got to that point. He goes, I'm on a yacht, not Love Island. Like Jerry O'Connell pops up. What if you could have both? The Love Boat premiering October 5th on CBS.
Kyle, I mean, the hypocrisy of him doing this 2 weeks after. I love you, Frank! And running down the street. So back to Storm and Talia. He's like, I'm just doing my own thing. And she says, well, I'm just checking on you because I care. So obviously I'm going to check in. So why are you mad at me for checking in? And he's like, I'm not doing what I'm doing for someone to check on me. And she goes, but you want me to care. So if you're like, if I come and check on you, you're like, oh, I don't want sympathy. So what do you want then?
He's like, you know, today was the first day I actually released a little bit of emotion the entire time that I've had it. I didn't throw a tiff in front of anyone. And Talia's like, you know what? Deal with your own temper tantrum then.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have time for this. She's like, what do you want from this? I'm saying you're doing a great job, and then you're saying I don't need you. So tell me that.
Well, I'm not asking for anything. She's like, but then you want me to make plans to do things, do you? You want to make plans to do things in Mexico, do you? And he's like, I'm not asking you to do anything you don't want to. Oh, God, you're literally that confusing. Listen, I'm not saying I don't want this at all. I just want to take it slower. All right, and please don't order fried calamari or it's over. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't understand what I've done to make it fast. She's like, okay, let me summarize. Watch tattoo. Okay, I want you to realize that I've never had a relationship. And also, happy birthday to a great grandson.
Let's rip off the band-aid and start over then. And Kyle's just watching in his Elton John glasses like.
So they somehow get to a good place. And they just, they resolve to have a glass of water and eat a salad, basically. So they all gather with everyone and they get into vans. And Natalia now starts talking about Jason, how he's always like isolating himself. And she's like, if you're part of a social crew, then sorry, can you put a little more effort into it? Which is like, I don't think that's part of the job description in, for, you know, to be fair to Jason. But she does have a point. Like, he has really made no effort and has expected everyone to be like embrace him.
Right. I think he wants somebody to be like, what's wrong, Jason? Everything okay? No, buddy, we love you. But he's also so prickly that they can't do that. Because they're like, hey, Jason, why don't you sit with us? He's like, no.
So I tied the right knot.
Yeah. So also, Jason, they get to dinner, right? And Jason brings in this huge bag, like a hiking bag, that he's going to be in the wilderness for 7 days. And Kyle goes, you brought your whole bag, eh? And he goes, yeah. Like, okay, Jason, are you planning on leaving during dinner? Like, what's happening?
I know.
Planning on just walking into the ocean?
And Natalia's like, okay, so what's everyone thinking for dinner? And Jason goes, anal. Wow. So quiet. You guys get so serious.
Anal. Goes, I'll you say know it again. What? With all the drama and exclusions and inclusions, I just want to say I'm honestly having the best time. That's a watch reference, all right? Fuck romance at this point. And with each and every one of you, I'm just loving this. So thank you for this Oscar award. And Z starts laughing. And Charlie goes, yeah, I want to say something too.
And Carl's like, always have to top it. Always have to top my Oscar speech. No. It's not an Oscar speech. It's a Nobel Peace Prize award winning speech. Anyway, everyone's been really great besides Kyle. And I'm really glad you're here for it. And I hope you're ready to get demoted to seventh, Kyle. You can get demoted, okay? Because I'm going to get you, and I'm going to get you a badge that says seventh Steve.
And he says, well, I just want to be the crew member. I'm going to be the only crew member that hasn't kicked off with another crew member. She goes, you've kicked off with everybody. Name one behind their backs.
So Carl's like, she's like a Tasmanian devil. Very cute to look at, but hella annoying. Unlike Frank, he's very cute to look like, but also unannoying, unhandsome, and wonderful. Frank!
So they do a cheers, and Dolly goes, hey, who do you think is the fittest?
Oh, I missed her saying that.
I thought of you.
Love Island.
Yeah.
The fittest. Wrote down dinner banter, and then Courtney and Kyle go vaping off to the side, and Kyle's like, it's honestly lovely here, and Courtney's like, I have loads going on. Oh, and then this is when she starts talking about her dad having Alzheimer's, which is so sad, and she's crying, and it's like, ugh, I feel so, so terrible. And then, like, but then they, like, sort of tie this to her journey, because she's, like, last year when she was cleaning toilets, I guess, and thinking about her dad and thinking about how life is short, that's what made her decide to go from toilets to being on deck crew. I was like, you know, I don't think we need to tie the deck crew journey onto this. I think we can just, like, let this sad moment just be the sad moment that it is.
And then I'm just going to skip that because it's sad. So then in the van, Jason is singing about how he can't wait to lay down. Fucking Jason. So then they all get back to the boat, and Z and Storm are sitting in the Seabob chairs. And Jason texts from downstairs because he's going to bed. And he's like, what time are we starting work? And don't say 8 o'clock because no one laughs at that on this fucking boat.
And Z does that passive aggressive thing of like, not sure, why don't you ask Storm? It's kind of like the, what, here, let me Google that for you, that website. And so then Z texts him back and he says, 8:30 on deck, please. But he writes PLS, which is even more cold, which is funny because Z thinks he's being so warm. So Storm knows that like tomorrow he's going to have this like ill-fated conversation with Jason, and he's really not looking forward to it.
Yeah, and so now it's the morning, and they it's like the dun 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 ba-na-na-na-na, dun
the Pechanga
dun
Casino dun dun ba-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, it's that music, and everybody's cleaning, and then the music just stops, and it's Jason trying to figure out the toaster because it won't turn on, and then the music starts again. Dun 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 ba-na-na-na-na, dun 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 dun, and then it just stops, and he's staring at the toaster. And Storm's like, God, I've got to talk to Jason. And she's like, you need to actually sort it today. And that's it. Dun, 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 dun. And he's like, oh, it's not plugged in.
Classic. So then Sandy walks by. She's like, I love the pantry cleanup. Wow. This is amazing. Oh, look, there's a little note here. It says, pantry cleaned by two martyrs. Oh, that's just adorable.
Wow, pantry cleaned with the sweat of two hard workers. Wow, look at that. So then outside, Courtney's like, hey, you know what, Jay, don't get soap on the chamois because we have to use that chamois for other things. We can't use it if there's soap. And he goes, all right. And she's like, cool.
So then there's more, and Kyle tells Natalia, listen, fuck not, where's my coffee? And she's like, if that's how you want to start today, then let's start the day like that, because I'll give it right back to you, sis.
So then Tasha's telling Dave, oh, do we have any boys to help with the crew mess? Because no one cleans the crew mess, and then I get by, and then the pantry doesn't get done, and then I get in trouble, and it's really traumatized me for the rest of my life. And he's like, well, I'll help you with the crew mess, but I don't want to overstep my boundaries. I appreciate that you care, Dave. Da-da-da-da. And they hug.
Mm-hmm. And now finally Storm pulls Jason aside, and he's like, Jason, I want you to feel like you're part of the team, dude. He says dude a lot here. He's like, dude, I'm going to say dude a lot, so it feels like we're bros, and we're I mean this from a good place. And he's like, I hope you take this well, and I wanted to have a quick chat with you, dude, so we can be on the same page, dude. And I feel like there's a lot of tension between you and I, dude, and the crew. And I want to know where your dude head is at, dude. And I have some things I'd like to say, dude, but I want to hear them from your side first, dude.
And Jason's like, well, like, I try not to step on toes and just, like, grind it out. You know what I mean? Because, like, as the only person with a purple toenail, like, it's hard for me. So, I mean, bullying. I'm just going to say that. So,
well, I feel like, dude, you get into this mood and we can all feel it. And then you become snappy and or it becomes very difficult to work with when you're like that and you're tying the wrong knots despite me saying what the right knot is. And what I want is to challenge you to be proactive about not being an asshole. So I need you to show me and Sandy and the team that you want to be here and that you won't be an asshole about it, dude.
Well, that's like baffling to me because like I feel like I'm carrying more load than Kyle on a Saturday night. So I was like, well, honestly, dude, I feel like it's kind of the other way around, bro, dude. So
he's like, listen. Jason goes, like, I don't want to leave anyone high or dry, but, like, replace me. Because Storm's like, I just want to know if, like, if you want to be in part of the team, he's like, replace me. No, but I'm just saying, if I just need a sign that you want to be part of the team, replace me. Get rid of me. But do you want to be part of the team? I literally just pretend I never was here in the first place. So do you want to be part of the team?
Well, if it's like, I don't want to be here, if like, that's how it's going to be. Okay. I mean, like, what is the market down or something? What's wrong with you? I've got too many numbers to crunch. Finance, bro.
He's like, you want me to change my personality? He's like, no. I just need a concrete sign that shows that you want to be here.
Replace me. That's your sign. Storm's like, I'm not trying to make you a victim here. And he goes, well, that's already been done. So
way ahead of you on that one, unfortunately for you.
And that's how it ends. Poor Jason.
Poor Jason.
Oh, my God. So much would be solved by just smiling and being nice and being like, oh, that's not how I meant it. But he's just not that kind of personality. You know, I think he's just a surly guy.
He's just entitled.
You feel important being, you know, having something to hate.
Well, I mean, I think he came in with I think he has an attitude in general. And I think that starting the season off where like he basically was doing all the work for Reagan before the other two guys got there. And then those guys get there and he's feeling like I did all this work. And then those guys get there and they get all the attention. And then Courtney comes in and then they're just like a group. And he probably just has some resentment about like, how he feels like he did everything for like 2 days and he was like not recognized for it or something. I don't know. You know what? I don't even care. I don't care to know what his motivations are. All I know is he's a douche. He says it. He's worked in commodities. He's a douche.
I don't need to know how that clock ticks. Mm-hmm. I got an iPhone to tell me the time. Okay.
Did you get a
figure
watch?
It out on your own.
Did you get a watch? Is that how you figured it?
I want a watch.
Seriously.
Die for a watch. Seriously.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. It's an onslaught of recaps this week from now on. So just keep checking back. Go join Patreon if you like video recaps and bonus episodes. This week, our bonus is going to be a video of one of our Real Housewives recaps available for everybody. And what else was I going to say? The other thing is Winter is Crappening. Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Winter is Crappening. We sure love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.